The protest is about peace, basically, and we are protesting for the Oromo students who are currently being killed and dying at this moment as we're speaking right now in Ethiopia. The Ethiopian government is displacing Oromo farmers, and this all started because there's something called the master plan. The Ethiopian is trying to expand Addis Ababa, and they by expanding Addis Ababa, they're displacing the farmers and the local indigenous people, which are the Oromo people. So these Oromo people have no voice, and the Oromo students from middle school to university are coming out and protesting for peace and seeking for this master plan to stop, because they're against it. The master plan is a master killer. So when they did this, the Ethiopian government decided to put the armed force on the street and start killing children ranging from age 7 and up.
And what are you hoping Mr. Katko can do for you?
We are hoping Mr. Katko can reach out to the president or any the State Department and all the media, because there's no media in Ethiopia right now, and the Ethiopian government is banning any media that's coming in. So that's why we're hoping that he can reach out, and the U.S. government can reach out to the Ethiopian government and stop this killing.
How many Ethiopian people are here? Are you from here?
I am Oromo, yes. I'm from Syracuse, so we have about probably 100 people here in Syracuse.
Okay, and like most of the people who are here are local?
Local, and then we also have a couple of people who came from Albany, like Mr. right here, Mr. Demise Obojamal came from Rochester, and Mohammed also came from Rochester, so most of us are here from local.
Now, are you here as just, you moved here, or is there...
I came here as a refugee. Most of us came here as a refugee.
Within how long?
I have been here for 15 years so
far.
And the same reason that's happening right now is the reason why we left our homeland, and that's why we are here.
Do you think because of other hotspots in the world, Ethiopia just might not get as much attention because of, you know, focus on Iraq and ISIS and other things that are going around the world, and Ethiopia situation, which has been going on for a long time, just get sort of pushed back and off of the agenda?
I think they can, because they always have time for, you know, or they always have time to see every little thing that's going around. I mean, if you see somebody posting a little stupid mistake on the street, it goes viral, and the whole, you know, the government is basically putting it on CNN and talking about it. What about all the life that's being, you know, lost out there, and the genocide that's happening in Ethiopia? Human Rights have seen it. Amnesty International have seen it. They have reported it. The BBC have seen it. The United Kingdom have seen it. Many people have seen it. And this is one of the papers from the from Amnesty International. So what I don't understand is how come the U.S. government is being quiet for all this time. It's not only the first time that we have spoken up about this. We have been to Washington, D.C. several times. We have been to United Nations several times. We have cried out loud so many times, but nothing is happening. No change. The U.S. government is not speaking up, and that's why we're out here being the voice of the voiceless and speaking up.
Great, thanks very much.
But also, as she said, the question you ask is maybe because a lot of things around the world is going to maybe overshadow this for time being. But as the killing going on, this already coming to the top of the agenda, because European Union this Monday have emergency meeting. European Union actually just called on Ethiopia for emergency meeting. United States, superpower, who's also, we are the citizen of this country. She said 50 years, I'm here 32 years. I have 4 children who born here. We are American citizens who struggle every day. We pay taxes. United States government has to listen to us, because we have family there also. We have concern. This is just, we have concern here. We take care of every business here. We have issue family there. We pumping money into that country. The more the killing going on, United States going to have problem on its own too. They should stop that killing. The Ethiopian government don't hesitate to shoot. United States know it already. Last week, they have a drone station, military station in Ethiopia. They withdraw already. This is a good sign. We supported that. But they continue. They have to pressure the Ethiopian government. They need to stop this killing. This regime cannot just go kill innocent people who demonstrate peacefully. Peacefully.
And most of us are getting calls from back home and being told that our loved ones are dying. you know.
That's why we complain.
And we hear like, oh, your sister just died today. She got shot on the street while she was protesting for peace. Or your father got killed today, or your brother got abducted and he's nowhere to be found. Students are being, you know, taken, kidnapped out of school and being taken into the woods and being hung from the tree.
Yes.
And nobody knows where they are. Mothers and fathers have become they're hallucinating because they don't know where their loved ones are. And this is just a human, you know, this is a crime against humanity and it just needs to stop.